Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joining us now is Shahar Azani, former Israeli consulate spokesperson. Shahar, great to have you here. What do you think when you hear her not even answering the question, and then you got this imam here on U.S. soil spewing this hate towards your beloved country of Israel?
Well, great to be with you, Rita, and with all of our listeners. I got to say that first and foremost, I'm disgusted. She's a representative on the Hill. She represents the United States of America. And I'm not surprised, not even a little bit. It's the same woman who a few months ago, when asked the same question about denouncing the decapitation of toddlers and babies in Israel, and could not even spew out one word in condemnation of such behavior. So what do we expect? The only sad thing is that we're witnessing such moral depravity at the heart of Washington, D.C. She needs to be condemned, and she needs to be punished by her own party for such behavior, because it's unacceptable to stand by such claims, especially being a U.S. representative. It's quite shocking. What's next?
Yeah, what is next? And why are they not saying something? But I also feel like, Shahar, this also comes from all the way from the top. Because if you look at the top, President Biden has been consistently condemning Israel. He has not been condemning these protesters. I mean, he's allowed them to go all over these U.S. campuses everywhere. It's no surprise that we've got a crazy imam guy there in Dearborn, Michigan, because he feels he can get away with it. He sees what they get away with on school campuses. And all I think about, Shahar, what if he had said from day one, do not do this. I don't mind free speech. Yeah, we're America. But I don't want to see hate speech. And think about what a contrast that would have been had he said that early on. Maybe some of these other vile comments that are coming from, whether it's academia or whether it's coming from imams like that, maybe they would have stopped if they heard it from the president and the vice president of the United States.
I want to focus on the three words that were said by an American citizen, an imam, against America. Death to America. Let's go back to October 7th. What was the main lesson from October 7th? The lesson was, believe them when they tell you who they are. And we take a look at this death to America chant and we brush it off and we say, what is he really saying? We can't take it too seriously. And what we've learned in Israel, that these kind of statements must be taken seriously, because they're like a sign en route to an action. What's going to come as a result? Who is listening to those preachings about death to America that may take a stand and maybe decide to take a weapon and do something against innocent Americans? I mean, this is a clear and present danger to the United States. And these statements that come out of Dearborn, Michigan, and echo the sentiments of the Ayatollah regime, the abominable Islamic Republic of Iran statements against America, that's unacceptable, and that danger must be confronted now before it's too late and people pay a price with their lives as a result of such incitement against the United States from within the United States by supposedly American citizens.
Yeah, and you know what, Shahar Azani, a former Israeli consulate spokesperson, also, what's so important about this is obviously we care about Israel. It's important we care about Israel. They're our greatest ally in the Middle East, and they're about to be, it looks like, eminently attacked, potentially with drones and missiles, if you look at some of the latest reporting. I mean, it feels like something, sadly, is on the horizon at any moment now. But in addition to that, we also have to care about what happens here. We got a wide open southern border. And, you know, if Israel doesn't stop Hamas, you sadly know what's coming here on American soil.
And unfortunately, Hamas is a clear and present danger. But just like you said, Rita, to understand, it's a proxy of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And when we talk Iran retaliation. Iran has been continuously not just spewing hatred, but funneling money and funds into terrorist organizations globally. It has created a life of misery for millions, hundreds of millions of people around the world, including their own people, executing youth and teenagers for just being LGBTQ. And at the same time, when we think about Iran, we just commemorated in Israel 30 years to one such quote-unquote retaliation when Iran executed a bombing against the Jewish community center in Buenos Aires in Argentina in 1994 in the month of March, killing 85 people, 85 innocent people, and injuring 300. Is that a behavior of somebody who is an acceptable member in the family of nations? Is this a behavior that we as an international community can even stand for such a regime that is an utter abomination, that's based on destruction and death, that's creating terror and building terror networks all over the world? This has to be nipped once and for all, and that will bring relief not just for all of the people in the Middle East, not just globally, including the South America drug networks that are supported by Iran, but also to millions of innocent Iranians. The people of Iran are suffering at the hands of this regime. When will this end, Rita? When will this end?
Yeah, that is the issue. By the way, what is the latest on the hostages, too, before I let you go, Shahar? Because you and I have talked a lot about that. There are five Americans, but there are, I pray that they're all alive. And I pray that how many we've heard reports are maybe 130. There may be less. Right. And that also Hamas may not even have enough to hand over. What are they? Yeah. Do we know if they're alive, or do we know if they've been like sold to other terrorist groups, sadly?
We are in utter limbo when it comes to these innocent people who were dragged out of their beds on a Saturday morning into that the heart of the city of evil. There was a video released today earlier by the Daily Mail of Noa Argamani, the young teenage girl who was kidnapped from the film festival, and you can see a group of men covering her head and dragging her as they're sticking to her into Gaza City. And that is an absolute reminder of what Hamas is all about, of what our enemies are all about, and what we as Israel and the United States of America stand for. Let us never falter in the defense of our people and in the defense of freedom.
Yeah, 1,000%. And by the way, I'm so glad, Shahar, that you always remind us of the hostages, because we can never, ever forget, and just pray that they all come back safely. Thank you, Shahar Azani.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you. Thank you for being a clarion voice for morality, for decency, and for your heart. Thank you.